trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda, with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville, or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn it up, fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves' regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. Coach Q called it a no-brainer when he said that Corey Crawford would be back in net for the Blackhawks. It's game two tomorrow at Nashville. Q also said any other lineup changes are most likely not going to occur. Tonight, the Wild and the Blues get their series started down in St. Louis. NBA, the Bulls with an off day today. They open up their playoff series with Milwaukee Saturday at the UC. Also this weekend in the East, Toronto hosts Washington. Boston travels to Cleveland, and the Nets play at Atlanta. MLB, both teams are off today. The Cubs host the Padres tomorrow afternoon. The White Sox open up a weekend series in Detroit. The Sox have sent Jake Petrichko to AAA Charlotte on a rehab assignment. Two games going on right now in baseball. The Twins leading the Royals 7-3 in Minnesota, that game in the bottom of the eighth. And down in St. Louis, the Cardinals with a 2-0 lead on Milwaukee in the bottom of the seventh. PGA play, RBC Heritage at Harbortown. Sangmoon Bay in the clubhouse with a 4-under-67 is your leader. Kevin Kisner's one shot off with a 3-under-68. Jordan Spieth is 2-over after 13. The NFL will reinstate Adrian Peterson tomorrow, which means he can fully participate in all team activities. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Abatacolin. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 11:30 when the Sox take on the Tigers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Other GMs in this town, you know, the Bears do something with a fourth round pick that people don't like. Hell is coming to breakfast and they're storming the castle. And Bowman deals away a first round pick and Klaus Dahlbeck for a guy who the coach either can't use correctly or can't play?
I think it's more like can't play.
I haven't read a single article about it. The story is, yay, Hawks playoffs starting. Not, oh my God, one of their huge moves traded, especially when you're talking about the significant seconds of a first-round pick moving forward as the salary cap shrinks, and as you're going to be selling off pieces, and now one of these people, this is a go-for-it move, and this is going to help in the playoffs, and he can't even suit him up, and it's not a story.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
KC Johnson.
The big shock from Monday night was Tom Thibodeau actually acknowledging that he's only going to use nine guys in his playoff rotation. He never tells us stuff like that. And I shouldn't say only nine guys, because that's actually pretty deep for a playoff rotation. He said that Heinrich and Snell would be the rotating ninth guy, depending on what the game needs. And this leads into my larger point that I'm actually going to be really interested to see and to follow throughout the playoffs, because most coaches are creatures of habit, but Tom can take that to an nth degree. And he sometimes is not quick with adjustments. You have an opportunity with this roster to be a little bit more fluid and flexible with that rotation.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm certainly not running the Cubs, and God thanks people for me not running the Cubs.
Dan Bernstein.
Having sex with a tree.
I've got a wife.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All of that happens. There's everything that could happen in the afternoon. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking a lot of basketball, a little bit of hockey as well. One of the best games you'll ever see last night. Hawks in Nashville. And you have to wait till, what, tomorrow night for game two? Game two? And then you'll have the Bulls and their playoff quest. Oh, man, those Milwaukee Bucks.
That's the playoff series.
To Milwaukee, you're not winning a game.
Well, the guy who called from Milwaukee who said that he was sort of bragging, he was trash-talking that his team wasn't going to get swept, which is that's bad trash-talking. Hey, wait a second here. There's no way the Bulls are going to sweep this team. I don't think so. And even if they do, who gives a crap?
Yeah,
I don't know. They don't care. The Bulls don't care. It doesn't. Maybe they do win a game. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Do you see the new sign that is on the glass door that opens from the Bears practice facility out onto their field?
No.
Seen this? So they have stenciled on the glass door, lead, comma, follow, comma, or get out of the way. Now you can pencil in your Super Bowl trajectory. Well, what other choice do you have? Lead or follow, or then what else would somebody be doing?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure what that means. Pretty much takes care of it once you go through that door, isn't it? Lead and follow.
I don't really understand what the message is.
Is that John Fox, you think?
Yes, absolutely. Coachy. He's very, very coachy. The coachiest coach you ever coached. But, hey, it's better than Dr. Death.
I'll watch that Baltimore offense rise with him doing it. Okay, well, all right. I'm sure there'll be other things as we go along. I'll say one thing for the Bears.
Yes?
They've managed to keep things interesting, even though...
They have.
It's not been... As you head up to the draft now, and now I see drafts where the Bears can get maybe the guy they really want all along. That's your guy, the receiver.
Which one? Kevin White?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Amari Cooper going a little bit early. And let me tell you something. Even though this is why you love the NFL. And we talked about Mariota the other day, and Jameis Winston was in town. Whew. Guard your crab legs. He's going to be second pick. He's going second. Guy who's never been in a huddle in his life. He's going second.
Yeah, I was reading through. I finally got my hands on a copy of the Nolan Naraki draft guide that we're going to be using when we do Who's Your Guy
next week. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. And, boy, these are long scouting reports this year, especially the quarterbacks and the Winston stuff. It's like three pages of strengths and weaknesses and scouts.
Really?
And what we heard from John Crist, who covers Florida State and is working on a book about Florida State right now, actually, that everybody's making fun of him for the over-the-top stuff about generational quarterbacking talent. That Naraki, and we'll get to some of this with Who's Your Guy, but they're just raving about his intellect. How many guys, and I guess this is the question, of the guys who have come into the NFL or the NBA who you sort of say have knucklehead tendencies, how many of them are also really book smart? Because you're talking about a guy who Jameis Winston got into Stanford. Jameis Winston could have played at Stanford. Jameis Winston was a 4.0 GPA in high school. And he's a guy who's sitting down at the whiteboard and diagramming everything
for these NFL teams.
That's what I was telling you the other day. He's a brilliant football mind.
He is.
I don't.
But this is my question: that if in fact he also acts a fool, how many do you describe as both really smart and also having knucklehead tendencies, like that, having all sorts of bad off-field judgment, and maybe being a violent sexual criminal? That you would think that one would preclude the other, that somebody who really is that smart and that aware would exercise better judgment. Is there a comp? Is there somebody like that to say, yeah, well, you know, this guy could have gone to Stanford, and he knows everything you're running. He knows every check. He knows every protection. He's football smart. He's off the field smart. But he still acts like an idiot off the field too often. And I couldn't really think of
it. I don't think anybody, we can list the criminals of the NFL, and I don't know that